kind of made it what it was right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I think we might want to go and...
Yeah, before we get to the song, do you want to tell us about how our listeners, sorry, not viewers, can support you and your music and where they can listen to you?
Totally. Come to all of our gigs, please. Just come if you're in the Wisconsin area or close to the Wisconsin area. Come to our gigs.
How can they find out about
those? Come show us love. We usually post on our Instagram. This gig is pretty it's pretty hard to get our friends to come to because it was like a 21 up thing. But usually we're like in the summers, we're playing on State Street. So just come and have a good time. And we're on like all streaming platforms like Spotify, iTunes. We're even on TikTok. You can put us in your Instagram. Just spread us. Show us to your friends. Come to our gigs.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. And before we go, what is your Instagram and like how we can find you? Like,
We're YGTM official.
Cool.
Sweet. YGTM _ official, I think is what it actually is.
Awesome.
Nice.
So that is Brady.
Totally give us a follow.
Yes. Brady, a follow, and the whole band of You Got the Message, and listen to them on all streaming platforms. And now this is Sisyphus. Awesome. That was Sisyphus by You Got the Message Official, or You Got the Message. You can follow them on Instagram at YGTM_official.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, Brady. It's been awesome talking to you.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Thanks so much.
Guys, thanks for having me. This was really fun. I love talking.
Good luck tonight.
Yes, have fun.
Yeah, totally. Thank you. See you guys
break
later.
A leg.
Yeah. Cool. See ya. Yeah, so as we kind of come back, I'm going to introduce Lauren, and we are going to, like, our community message for the week. Yeah, so we can kind of go into that. And, yeah, so on April 7th, Neighborhood House will be showing the documentary Regenerating Education by Aiden Driesang and The Ants and the Grasshopper by Raj Patel, who is a kind of, like, international filmmaker, I guess. Yeah, so that will be happening at the Neighborhood House. The Neighborhood House is Madison's oldest community center. But here to talk to us today is Lauren Duncan. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Hello, yes. I'm Lauren, and I'm the Adult and Community Program Director at Neighborhood House, and that entails a whole variety of things, overseeing a number of different programs, as well as our food pantry, and I'm happy to be here.
That's awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, and so like you said, I know the Neighborhood House has a lot going on, but what would you say are like the three main programs that are that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, this question is so difficult to answer because frankly, we have, I would say, roughly 30 programs going on at Neighborhood House. So you know, as Noemi mentioned, we've been around for over 105 years now. So there's a lot of programs and services that folks in the community are well aware of, our different youth programming, our summer camps, et cetera. So I'll take this time to highlight some new or returning ones that we're really excited to have back now that we're able to have groups gather safely in spaces. So, you know, one that's newest is our New Beginnings program, which is actually for adults with disabilities. We just had our first evening program this week, and it was a big hit. We're going to have a variety of activities from, you know, bingo to dances to game nights, costume parties. But this was something we had at Neighborhood House, you know, prior to COVID, and it's really enriching to be able to bring this program back and have a place for adults with disabilities to gather and really have a place to go to and socialize. Mm-hmm. So New Beginnings, I definitely wanted to highlight. A second one, actually kicking off in May, is a legal clinic. We have found that there is a need for free to no cost legal services for folks for, you know, a variety of issues. Neighborhood House, we serve populations, a broad spectrum of populations, but our big thing is we want to be able to help those in need. So we're going to be partnering with the Community Justice Inc. and on May 14th hosting our first free legal clinic. So very excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then our third one, which I'm happy to talk about at length, is our food programming, which I spend a lot of time on and Noemi has heard me carry on quite a bit about. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful. I was just wondering, I know we're going to have to go to a break soon, but I was just wondering if you could kind of like summarize the food pantry a little bit and like how people can get involved.
Yeah. So, you know, honestly, I've been calling it sort of the community food program lately because we have our in-house food pantry, which is, you know, stocked shelves and a refrigerator with food, you know, your traditional pantry. But we also have monthly free community meals that we serve to people that they can take home, take and bake. And then we also distribute food to certain neighborhoods where folks maybe don't have access to transportation or aren't very mobile. So our food pantry is sort of this, you know, bigger picture program. We also hand out fresh produce in the summer, and we have more plans to expand this year. So the pantry entails quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to talk more about ways people can help, but also, you know, just the generic when people can stop by. Our pantry is open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. and on Thursdays from noon to 2.
Yeah, that's great. I know that we're going to like continue this probably after our break. So let's go to break and thank you so much.
Yeah, happy to talk more.
Hi, this is Brad from Zero Res. If you need someone to help with your carpet cleaning, business or residence, please give us a call. We have the best system available and an amazing team of friendly technicians. Call us at 848-9000 or schedule online at zeroresmadison.com.
Do you need to hire? Let Devil Radio help your business find the right candidate with our help wanted half minutes. Devil Radio will create a 30-second job listing for your business. Play it on Devil Radio for the month. We'll feature your job listing during Afternoon Drive on Fridays, and we'll even publish your help wanted listing on Devil Radio 927.com's website, all for just $300 per month. If you're hiring, Devil Radio can help. Call today.
Gotham Bagels, located at 112 East Mifflin Street in Madison since 2007, has the best hand-rolled bagels and New York-style deli you will ever experience. Gotham uses the finest meats and fresh organic produce from local growers, and their menu includes vegetarian and vegan. Gotham even has two soupmeisters, but if you don't place an order, there's no soup for you. Catering is available for all occasions. Just order online at GothamBagels.com and pick it up when it's ready, or you can have it delivered. Open 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon Sundays.
Devil Radio is seeking to hire a commissioned sales professional to join the greatest radio station ever. Bring your passion for meeting new people and strong communication skills. Devil Radio will reward your success with the highest commissions in Madison. Prior business-to-business or advertising sales preferred, but we will train. Devil Radio's audience is amazing. Advertisers' investments here work. Apply now at Kroot at devilradio927.com and join the greatest team ever and make us better.
Hey everyone, Jason Hafeman here, your host of Let's Get Local, the Dane by Local radio show. Catch us Saturdays at 11 a.m. right here on Devil Radio 92.7.
Like, wow, Scoob, it's Devil Radio.
Rebel Radio?
With Lauren Duncan from the Neighborhood House. Lauren, you were kind of discussing the food pantry and also the community meals. I was wondering if you could kind of talk about more about the community meals and like when the next upcoming event is.
Yeah, of course. So actually, we have a community meal coming up next Thursday. We do them every month. They're free. We just require a sign up in advance, and the form is on our website. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we, you know, it's sort of formed over, I think, the past 2 years. Neighborhood House has been doing this as a way for us to prepare a free meal, but people still take it home and bake it. So, you know, they're able to enjoy it with their family. It's not like they're staying on site and having it. And that really worked well, I think, during the pandemic, because we're able to just bring these meals out to people's cars. They can wait in the parking lot and they can take it home. So we actually partner with Rocky Rococo's for that, and do a lot of assembly next door, because they obviously have a kitchen that's a little bit more suitable than our kitchen at Neighborhood House to making the meals. And, you know, we'll serve, you know, roughly 100 meals a month, handing those out to folks. So that's become sort of a, I guess, a way to make the food pantry and food services, you know, just more accessible to people. The in-person pantry is great, but for some folks it can feel like it has a bit of a stigma, or they can feel uncomfortable coming inside and feeling like they're asking for help. Yeah. So, you know, the meals are one way to address that, but also it's open to anyone in the community. You know, it's not necessarily folks who need a meal. It's our neighbors who want a meal. So, and that way it sort of brings everyone together and gives people a reason to come to Neighborhood House, another reason to come to Neighborhood House.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And I think also it's like it is very much a community meal where some people will donate more and then some people obviously who can't. And so it's kind of like cross cancels out, which is really nice to have a lot of different people coming into the Neighborhood House. I know you kind of talked about how it's helped during COVID. I was wondering like what else was going on at Neighborhood House during COVID to kind of...
Yeah. So on the food front, we actually had our fresh produce distribution during the past couple of years. So that was another way. It was, you know, just bags filled with fresh produce from different CSA memberships that we have donated or that we pay for at Neighborhood House, and we redistribute to the community. So that was another way of just handing out produce with these meals. But aside from the food program, actually during COVID, you know, Neighborhood House did this really really incredible thing where they had hosted virtual learning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do an extensive amount of youth programming between our after school programming and our summer camps. But, you know, when a lot of students weren't able to go to school, but still had parents who were essential workers and had to be at work and would have been home alone, Neighborhood House really stepped up and hosted virtual learning, had these students at the center, you know, obviously socially distanced, but on computers, you know, in the classroom virtually, but still at a place where there was, you know, supervision, but also guidance and still some social interaction. So, yeah, Neighborhood House. Sort of kind of just adjust to whatever the needs are in the community at the time. And that's what we've been doing for like going on 106 years now.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so I know Noemi knows a lot more about this than I do. So I'm going to, but she was telling me a little bit about how Neighborhood House sticks out against other food pantries, not to pit them against each other by any means.
Yeah.
Just by the fact that a lot of other food pantries have a limit of you can only come once a week or something like that.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
And whereas food, whereas Neighborhood House, you can come. More than that, is that true? Do you want to talk a little more
about
it?
Well, so we actually do have the 1 week limit, you have the 1 week. But, you know, we differ. Just our big thing is we don't require any ID or proof of income. So I don't care, you know, what your need is. I don't need to know the story because it varies for every person walking in the door. There are some folks who, you know, frankly, are at the homeless shelter and they need some food. But there are others who are just trying to like stretch and make ends meet right now and really need the filler. You know, there are folks who are immigrants and just aren't legally able to work right now and they want to, but they can't earn the income. So our big thing is, you know, it's open to everyone and we don't need to know your reasoning and we're just happy to help you.
Well, that's awesome. That's
awesome.
Yeah, that's really great. And I know like there's a lot of, you know, at the end of the week too, there's a lot of like certain produce that you're trying to distribute to the community, which I think is great. Another thing that Neighborhood House does is they have the after school program. And I know that Lauren, you're often in the food pantry, but I know like Joe Lazar is often like with the after school program. But yeah, I guess we are coming up to kind of playing a like a little promo for the show. But yeah, I guess I don't know if you have any like points on the after school program a little.
Well, I'll just say, yeah. So that's a, you know, I would say our biggest service are free after school program that we offer. And yeah, we're able to incorporate sort of our kids in our other programming. And this is one way here, you know, getting the kids sort of involved in talking about some issues with the environment. So yeah, we sort of cover the whole spectrum here.
Yeah. And I know I've been kind of working with the kids too to talk about the environment and just seeing like what they're learning in school. And Evan, I think we have a soundbite for that.
I'm Harper Duffield and I'm in third grade. And one thing we've learned about the environment is that we can like use more electric cars and we can also like ride bikes more and take the bus more. We can also like, we can grow crops like organically.
My name is Nico and I am 8 years old. When it's a nice day outside, I like to go outside and maybe plant a tree or something like that was kind of helping the environment. Maybe once it warms up a little, we could plant some trees, things like that.
Awesome. So that was a little promo for that's you guys have a show in late April,
yeah,
right?
Late April.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, I guess we can kind of like wrap up here too, but thank you so much for doing this interview, Lauren. And again, there are a lot of events coming up. Could you kind of like, where can we find these events and how do we learn more about the Neighborhood House?
Yeah, great to hear the sound bites from the kids there.
Yeah, for sure.
absolutely. So folks can visit neighborhoodhousemadison.org. The easiest way is to go to our calendar there and you can see everything happening every day or just give us a call and we're happy to brief people more on what we have going on.
That's wonderful. Yeah, thanks so much. And we have a lot of good shows planned. We have one. I know Lauren's going to be coming back later in April. We'll finish up the interviews, hopefully get more kids involved, see what they know. But yeah, thank you so much to Aiden for being our guest host.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Anna for being a great guest. Brady for being our musical guest and Lauren again. And that is the end and that is the sauce. Thank you.
just said. Got my toy car, screen of hearts, I don't even play cards. Make up my own game, pretend that we would take the stars. Made my money in the normal way. Hide my teeth under a pillow and I'd wait a day.
I'm sick and tired of the pro-choice versus pro-life argument. It's past time we get honest with each other. Pro-choice or forced birth? That's what we will have if we take away the ability of women to make choices for their own bodies, their own futures. Send me to the U.S. Senate and I will vote to codify Roe v. Wade. I will vote for the autonomy of women. You can find my position on all the issues at PekarskiForWisconsin.com and follow the campaign on Facebook and Twitter. This ad paid for by Pekarsky for Wisconsin.
Devil Radio is seeking to hire a commissioned sales professional to join the greatest radio station ever. Bring your passion for meeting new people and strong communication skills. Devil Radio will reward your success with the highest commissions in Madison. Prior business-to-business or advertising sales preferred, but we will train. Devil Radio's audience is amazing. Advertisers' investments here work. Apply now at Kroot at devilradio927.com and join the greatest team ever and make us better.
You are listening to WTTN 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, always streaming on the Devil Radio.
And we're back. Hey, it's Noemi, the host of IPOS On Air. Tune in to our new show starting March 4th at 7 p.m. Central Time, only on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Join us to discuss our progress in creating the first project-based, student-directed, interdisciplinary climate justice high school course in the Madison School District, and hear from climate leaders throughout the world to find out how you can work towards a more sustainable and equitable future. Again, that's Friday, March 4th at 7 p.m. Central Time, only on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. That's the sauce.
Oh, Liza, I'm so tired. You're telling me. I'm just glad I remembered to put on pants. When it comes to family caregivers, either you are one, you're going to be one,
or you're going to need one.
Listen to the Empowered Caregiver Show with hosts Liza and Kristen each Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m.,
where we uplift caregivers through education and support while also lifting up their invaluable role in society.
Right here on Devil Radio 92.7, WTTN 1580 AM, and the Devil Radio app.
Oh, Liza, I'm so tired. You're telling me. I'm just glad I remembered to put on pants. When it comes to family caregivers, either you are one.